Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's program, David Laswell, is a street-smart, seasoned, well-schooled, highly educated former broadcast news anchor, newspaper editor, editorial ghostwriter, highly skilled, well-traveled professional with an Air Force 20-year career featuring journalism and broadcast worldwide. Served with the American Forces Radio and Television Service for over 12 years, worked stateside in public affairs offices. David has also been a wings, divisions, and base historian, worked additional years in commercial radio and television broadcast centers in many managerial positions, also 10 years of experience in nonprofit organizations and foundations, and he's the author of the much-discussed new book, America, The Time Is Now, Decision on November 3, 2020. And David Laswell joins us on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, Rick, thank you very much. And if you don't mind, I'll call you Rick.
Oh, please do.
I appreciate the opportunity, and I really look forward to it.
Well, I'm glad you're spending some time with us on the program. I mentioned that impressive background, and you've done so much in your career. Just to, from your perspective, a little bit of your career and the perspective you have on what's going on in the world today, because you've really seen it up close and personal.
Well, you know, the one thing I want to point out, Rick, is the fact if it was a young writer writing this book, he would have to do an awful lot of research. I, on the other hand, had to do a lot of research, but being 79 years old today, I lived 60 of those years every day, turning on the tube, writing about it, or talking about it on the air. And the stories in which we've covered, basically, in America, The Time Is Now. I had a lot to do then in actually presenting them to the public. And the opportunity today to flash back at the time of 35, whatever it was, years in broadcast or print that I had, this just opened my eyes. And I'll just tell you very quickly, before the phone call, they didn't come in to bother me to put powder on my face or to straighten my tie or comb my hair. So I'm looking now as if I'm in a pair of gym shorts in a radio station.
Well, that's the benefit of radio. Yes. Yeah. You don't have to put on the necktie. You don't have to go through the pancake makeup and everything. You can just sort of sit back and relax. Did I hear you say 79 and birthday? Is today your birthday?
No, it's not my birthday. January 20th, I will be 80. And I don't know how many people of this vintage that you have interviewed in all of your radio shows and things, but I'm completely honored, my thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here and happy, like, almost half-year birthday, 79 and a half. It's great to have you with us. Our guest is David Laswell. If you're doing Googling to find his book, it's L-A-S-S-W-E-L-L, book available at Amazon, the usual places. The book is America, The Time Is Now, Decision on November 3, 2020. Let's get into the book and talk about the inspiration for creating this. What was the motivation for putting this book together?
Well, you know, there were so many things that are happening in the world, in America included. You know, the troubles in the United States, there were a lot pointed out in the 22 scandals of Barack Obama and his 8 years. But, you know, there's issues that date back to the skullduggery of Bill Clinton against George H.W. Bush when he invited H. Ross Perot to be the independent candidate. And as we know the result, Mr. Bush lost, and Ross Perot got 17%. And the experts point out that 17 of those percentage points would have gone to Bush and not Clinton if Clinton hadn't invited Ross Perot to participate as an independent.
Yes.
That really fired me up back in those days. And previous to that, I think, as we look back at other scenarios, Mayor Richard Daley in Chicago in 1960, he couldn't stand Nixon. So he did probably the first dirtiest things in politics that you can do. He sent a lot of his cronies out through the city of Chicago into cemeteries and took down names and whatever. He created them as registered Democrats and then sent people into the polls on the days of voting, and they vote in multiple locations with different identities. And, you know, as we look at throughout the years in the American presidencies, even in the Hillary Clinton against our good friend Donald Trump, there were boxes of ballots in which she tried to put into the system in various states, and fortunately they were caught. And I'll just say one thing with my religious past and whatever, and I do believe that God had the 2016 election covered. He just was not going to let Hillary Rodham Clinton become president of the United States.
David Lasswell is our guest on the program, talking about his book, and you can see why people are buying it and talking about it. America, the Time is Now. Decision on November 3, 2020. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, link on to our website and get information on that. Let's talk about response to this, because you've had a lot of response. What kind of feedback are you getting? Because there's a large audience out there that's really interested in what you are telling them, especially with the journalistic background that you bring to the book. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, you know, it's very, very positive. If you don't mind telling, you're letting me tell just a short story.
Oh, please do.
A friend
please
of
do.
Mine, a retired Lieutenant Colonel Chaplain by the name of Dr. Jason E. Peters. He is now the Chief Executive Officer of OPABIN Rwanda. Well, Jason and I go back a few years, and we had conversation. And Jason was one of my first readers about the book. So he read the book, and then we had a chance to sit down and talk for lunch. And he basically said, he said, David, you have to determine what you want to do. And I said, okay, explain to me. And he says, do you want President Trump reelected, or do you want to talk about the horrible, nasty Democratic things that have gone on during the Obama time frame? And I said, both. And he says, I tell you what, I think politically, strength-wise, you're probably better off if you actually concentrated on what has gone wrong versus what has gone right. Well, I think, Jason, we bought the lunch. I enjoyed the dessert, and I went home, and I went into my office, and from my original manuscript, I took out 18 lines referenced the fact of what the president had done and basically inserted more as to what didn't the Democrats do. And I think that that has been very positive, because the feedback now that is coming in from various groups and readers indicate the fact that, hey, this has to be said. You said it well. The time is now. And that basically is the reason why America, the time is now. And that's what the title is.
Yeah, America, the Time is Now, Decision on November 3, 2020. You're listening to This Week in America. David Lasswell, Lasswell, is our guest on the program, book available at Amazon. David, what makes you, will make a reader want to read your book? You've got some very valuable information in here. Why should someone read the book?
Well, I tell you what, let me reference one of the testimonials that I got. Was from a retired Air Force colonel that was at the Air Force Academy, and he's a member, believe it or not, of our community church on the academy. And he wrote, he says, I read the book just somewhat out of curiosity. He had read Recollections and two or three others of my books in the past. But he says, you know, when I read the book, I realized the fact that, hey, there's valuable information in here. And not only is the book a first reading, but it's a book in which you can use for reference. And I think that that case, relative to reference, pertaining to what people have said and what they will read, they will understand about the various things that went on, like Benghazi or $157 billion worth on a pallet that flew overnight in cash to Tehran. There was something wrong in Denmark, and What I tried to do is point out in this book, hey, we in the United States of America don't live this way. How in the devil did that guy get to that position? Who gave him the right to send the money? Well, in my research and all my broadcasting years and whatever, they didn't call it investigating reporting then. They called it a series of truths. And I want to point out that I had a break in service in 1964 to 1967, and I created television news, video, and live presentation for a CBS affiliate station in Savannah called WTOC Television. And at that point in time, Cronkite had the policy that anybody that is a CBS writer, if you can't get two verifications of facts from two separate sources, you don't air them. Well, since that time to my present day, that everything that basically that is written and published within America, the time is now, has at least two verifications. In other words, it's been proven from two different sources
yes.
at a certain time. And let me just throw one other thing out to Rep. too. With Cronkite in 64, Huntley and Brinkley were at NBC, Howard K. Smith at ABC. Everybody were great and all four of them talented. But the one thing that works out as we remember back into those days, to take a case in point, on the 22nd of November, 1963, the tragedy in Dallas when Kennedy was shot. You know, they sat on the story for about 22 minutes before they actually came out. And our friend Walter Cronkite held the news of Kennedy's death for 13 minutes until he got the second source verifying the fact. And the other two networks, NBC and ABC, they didn't move on the story until Walter made the announcement. And I can still remember looking at the television. I just finished a column in the Air Force called From the Sidelines for a newspaper at Hunter Air Force Base in Georgia. And we turned on the TV, and Walter came around the desk, and he kind of came around the desk and he sat down and kind of leaned against the front of the desk. He took off his horn-rimmed glasses, and he
yep.
said, "The President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is dead." And to me, my life was shocked at that event.
I can remember seeing that video. In fact, I remember I might have even seen it live during that period, but it was almost like your dad knocking on your bedroom door, coming in and calmly giving you this information. It was, you mentioned the verification of stories before you went with it. Those days are long gone, but you've seen so much in your broadcasting career, your military career, your life, which makes your book so much more valid. America, the Time Is Now, Decision on November 3, 2020 is the book by David Lasswell, our guest in the program. Book available at Amazon. If you're Googling, that's Lasswell. What is the message you want people to take away from after reading America, the Time Is Now? What's the takeaway for the book?
Okay, I think there's a couple of things we have to look at. Let's take it from the Democratic point of view. We don't need open borders. We don't need illegal immigration. We do need a wall. We don't need socialism. We don't need globalism. We don't need international welfare. When President Trump came in and said, "I'm going to close the borders, build the wall, I'm going to take care of America first," he enlarged the military. He brought the Air Force back to full strength and beyond. He bought equipment, he bought bullets, he bought whatever, and made them available. It is so shocking and disturbing to me to be in an American situation where the president, from the day in which he and his beautiful wife walked down those steps in New York to announce his presidency, the Democrats have been on his fanny, and he has had absolutely no support morally, emotionally, physically, or in the presence of the country to help him in his cause. And God bless him for standing what he stands for, what he believes in, taking care of you and me. And I love the fact that he's taking care of our troops.
David Laswell, our guest, he's talking about his book, America, the Time Is Now, Decision on November 3, 2020. As David talks, I think you understand why the book is doing so well, and talked about by so many people, excellent feedback on the book. Time is going by so quickly. You've written a number of other books, I think seven since 2006, including one, Recollections, A Journey to Remember. It's been quite a life you're leading. You've mentioned before that on the other side of the microphone, did a little sports casting, I understand, at one point, including a game with, what's his name, Michael Jordan.
Well, I tell you what, that was at the Great Alaska Shootout in 1981, and my sidekick, Jeff Bailey, an Air Force tech sergeant, and I had the pleasure of working together doing ball games in which we enjoyed each other's company. He was quick-witted. He came in with game facts and whatever, and he was just an absolute perfect partner to work with when I was doing play-by-play. But the Frank M. Sullivan Arena in Anchorage hadn't been completed yet, so they were playing the Great Alaska Shootout at Fort Richardson, and it was a small gymnasium, and I think it sat about 2,000 people, maybe. And it was a situation where one ball club left, the next ball club came in, and fans would trickle in. And then they decided that, okay, since it's going to be here, the GIs get about 500 of those seats. So it got to the point where every ball game was full, every stadium seat was full. But what was so humorous about it is that you got to see one ball game. Well, in Jeff and my case, we got an opportunity to do the first one worldwide on the American Forces Radio and Television Service. And it was a blast, and it was the first of many.
Well, what a career. That's all in many more stories in one of David's books, Recollections, A Journey to Remember. I'm just looking down some of the books, A Guide for a Job Search, Keys for Moving Up. That's still relevant, I'm sure, today. Living to Retire, Retiring to Live. How is retirement going for you? It sounds like you're making good use of your time and you're still thinking during this time period, which is good. So often you just go off and really sort of disengage. You're very active mentally in what's going on in the world. How's retirement for you?
Okay, well, let me tell you something about it. I never thought I was going to write, to be honest with you. At the time in 2006, I was chief executive officer of 501(c)(3) Foundation in Scottsdale, Arizona, called Wildlife for Tomorrow. And we worked very closely with the Arizona Game and Fish Department. And the process in which we were doing is making sure the preservation for life and fowl for the animals. And, well, I had an unfortunate situation happen that after seven unsuccessful surgeries to repair a torn and detached retina, I couldn't fly anymore and I couldn't drive the interstates and whatever. So I graciously backed up from that position. Well, my daughter, Veronica, just a few days later said, well, Dad, what are you going to do? And she says, I know what you should do. And I said, okay, what should I do, Ronnie? And she says, write. And I write. And she said, yeah, you ought to become a crafty, gifted American author. And I said, you know, Ronnie, come on, give me a break, you know. And basically my first book came out at the end of 2006. And I want to talk just a touch about that. Okay, A Guide for a Job Search, Keys for Moving Up, Living to Retire, Retiring to Live, both were generated for the benefit of the military. Okay, if you were a military soon to retire, the concept on the job for a guide search gave you an opportunity to not to look for a job, but look for a position, perhaps in three or four categories, where you could choose what you want to do. For those people who had their second job, if you would, or careers, after they had retired from the military, they basically were really ready for the real retirement. Well, I wrote the book, Living to Retire, Retiring to Live, with the idea, hey, these are the steps you got to go through to get yourself to a certain point. If you don't like the heat, stay out of Phoenix. If you don't like this, stay out of that. If you don't like rain, you don't need Seattle. I mean, it was pretty nothing but cut and dried stories, if you would.
Yes.
But it didn't quite go.
Well, common sense, and it's amazing how a career was born with the books written, including the new one by David Laswell, and I'll give you all that information here in a couple of minutes. And we have a couple of minutes left in the program. I want to mention something that's important to you that gives you your foundation. Talk about the Christian background and how that assists in your perspective as you look at all of the craziness going on in the world today.
Well, you know, I was raised in a very strong Christian home. Two of my closest friends in high school were God's kids. One was the son of a Lutheran minister, and one was a very devout Roman Catholic. My first overseas assignment to Diyarbakir, Turkey in 1961. The chaplain there was a teaching Franciscan priest by the name of Father Sebastian, and he literally introduced me to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, in 1975, Cardinal Cook out of New York City in the Air Force named me as one of the five lay Eucharistic ministers in the Air Force, and it gave us an opportunity in the absence of chaplains. When we were on remote tours, we were capable of basically doing services that were available for the other GIs that were stationed there in the absence of the priest, the pastor.
Yes.
And I just want to throw one other thing out at you too, Rick. My wife and I do a daily devotional. One will read the devotional, the other has the responsibility to pray for that morning. Well, mine this morning, and I was the reader, and it came from Psalms 32:8. And it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you on my loving eye on you. And the fact that I think I have spent 79 years with that wonderful Lord looking on me and protecting me. And I am so thankful for my life, for my experience in my Christian faith, and saying now that I've been on Rev. Breton Joe.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you here. It's been time that's been very enjoyable listening to you talk about this book as well as your life and the other books that are available. And I would assume you can find those on Amazon as well. Now, it's David Laswell. It's Lasswell. Books available at Amazon. The book specifically we're talking about, America, The Time Is Now, Decision on November 3, 2020. David, it has been my pleasure to have you with us on the program. Continued success in your writing. Your daughter was right. This was a whole career that opened for you, and you're able to reach out and assist other people and entertain other people with all of your stories. Thank you for being with us on the program. This has been fun.
It's been my absolute pleasure, sir, and I thank you for the opportunity from the bottom of my heart.
You are welcome. David Laswell, our guest on the program. The book is called America, The Time Is Now, Decision on November 3, 2020. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.